Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Executive Director of the Marshalltown Central Business District, Danielle Leakin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you coming by. The last time we talked was at the beginning of this year, and I believe it was like the Friday before you released your summer calendar of events. So wanted to bring you back as we are inching ever so closer to summer now. We've got a little taste of it with the weather, but now we're, you know, next week we flip to April, and April showers bring May flowers. We got graduation, and we'll be into summer. So let's talk about some of these events coming up, all right?
Yeah, we could do that.
So, Danielle, tell me, first event on the calendar in May, what do we got to look out for?
So as you know, or maybe you don't know, MCBD acquired the Live After 5 brand in the fall of 2025. And so we are excited to bring Live After 5 back downtown. We've rebranded that to MCBD Presents Live After 5. Live After 5, for those who don't know, is a longstanding concert series. Used to be at the Orpheum, then it moved to West End Park, and we're bringing it back to downtown this summer. So our first event will be on May 15th. Grand Marshall will be the headlining band for our first Live After 5 concert. Historically, Live After 5 has been 4 Fridays in July, but we're switching that up, and so we will have a concert every month, May, June, July, and August.
Okay, so May 15th, downtown. I'm sure people are aware construction's going on. Is this going to be in that, like, are we fingers crossed hoping the plaza's going to be ready, or do we have another plan for this concert?
Well, construction on the plaza started yesterday, so, I mean, anything is possible, but we're not holding our breath. We do have a backup location. We have not applied for a city permit yet, so I don't want to release that, but we do have a backup location in mind should that not be ready.
Okay. All right. And so where can people go just to kind of be aware for where that location will be announced?
Sure. So all of our events are live on Facebook. So you can go to our page and then click on events and you should be able to find all of our events. One thing that's happened historically is people have been like, oh, I looked and there wasn't any information. So we made sure to get our events all online and we'll add details as the year progresses. But the information is out there already.
Yeah. Yeah. So look on that Facebook page and it'll be updated once that location is finalized for that first Live After 5 presented by the MCBD on May 15th. I know that Heather Thomas, as Marshalltown Public Works Director, has talked about getting that plaza ready for an event in May for the MCBD. What event is that that they want the plaza ready for?
So that will be our third annual Rev Up Downtown. Historically, that has been a partnership with the Marshalltown Speedway. This year, we're going to open that up to basically anything that goes vroom. So if you've got a cool car, you've got a tow truck, you've got something cool that the kids might want to see, whether it's an ambulance, whatever, we're going to invite you downtown to park right in the center of Main Street. We're going to have, they changed their name. So last year, the band that performed was called the Impersonators. They've changed their name. I think they're the Perk Davis Band now. Don't quote me on that because I'm not sure I have that correct. But they will be performing at that event. We're also going to have some lawn games. All of our events really follow this music, food, fun model. One thing that Rev Up Downtown taught us last year is that people just want to have fun. We don't need to have a big fancy event in order to do that. And so we're hoping to have more frequent events that are, we just have some music, we've got some food trucks, we've got some fun things to do, a little theme, and invite the people out to spend some time in our downtown.
So Rev Up Downtown is just kind of like a car show where people are parking their nice fancy cars that go vroom or anything that goes vroom. Will there be any like of them driving down Main Street or kind of showing off or anything like that?
Probably not. It'll mostly just be parked. I suppose if you have a car that does something cool, we can talk about it. So reach out to us. You can email me at director@marshalltownmainstreet.org. I'm easy to find. So if you've got something cool and you want to offer up something fun, we're happy to entertain those ideas.
So people that do have a vehicle that goes vroom, how do they get signed up to be part of the event?
So there should be a registration form going out very soon. We have a promotions meeting this week and we will start finalizing some of these details. We're about 8 weeks out, so that's usually when we really start to kind of get things rolling.
Yeah, yeah, all puns intended there with things rolling on for Rev Up Downtown coming up May 27th. Look for registration details to come out here shortly for that. I do see more events coming in June. Like you said, you'll have a Live After 5 presented by the MCBD once a month, so June 12th will be that date. But I also see a taco throwdown event. You've got my interest piqued. What is going on here?
So there may be a fun surprise at that event, but we haven't solidified those details yet. But what the Taco Throwdown is going to be is a contest slash fundraiser for the MCBD. We're going to invite local restaurants or food trucks to come out, and we're going to let the community vote on the best taco in Marshalltown. So there will be a there will be a trophy for best taco. We'll declare you the winner. This is going to be a very culturally centric event that we want to, you know, host, and we're hoping to. So if you know a Latin band, please have them reach out to us, because we'd really like to have a band that fits within that concept. And so we're really excited about this. So you'll get to come sample some tacos, vote for your favorite taco. And so we're still kind of getting that all lined up as well. But and yeah, that's the goal.
So you're talking taco trucks, you're talking restaurants in town can participate. Can I make one in my kitchen and sign up?
I think you do have to be an established vendor.
Food safety protocol.
You need to have your food license. So whether you're a restaurant with your food license or you're a food truck with your food license, you do have to have your state of Iowa food license in order to participate.
Okay. So do we have rules around the tacos? Do we know, is it all hard shell, soft shell? Can they put anything inside, whatever kind of is their secret ingredient?
You know, we haven't gotten that far. Those are some good questions, and we should probably evaluate that as we get through our planning process.
Yeah. I'm soft shell guy. So yeah. More soft shells. I mean, choking hazard, you know, with the hard shells. So if you could do soft shells, that'd be great. I'm sure the community would love that. When in June is this coming up?
Wednesday, June 24th.
Okay. All right. Wednesday, June 24th. And will this one happen right downtown then, or is it going to be at a different location?
All of our events this year will center around the plaza. You know, the city and the county have gone to extensive efforts to create a very beautiful location for us to have all of our events. And so that's why our event schedule is so extensive, because if you build it, we will come. So we're going to come and we're going to utilize that. Also, you know, we just rebranded the MCBD band shell. Some of you may have seen it. It's parked over at JBI, which used to be Showroom Auto. And so it's been recently rebranded. So we're super excited to unveil that to the community this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll probably get a lot of work, I think, with all these Live After 5 events and other music, food events that you guys are going to be putting on. The big one that I feel like people in our community know that the Marshalltown Central Business District does is Be Ridiculous Days. This is kind of the culmination of end of summer, right?
It is typically. We will have more events this year. Our event schedule actually goes clear into October this year. But yes, Ridiculous Day is kind of one of our cornerstone main events where we really try to amplify downtown. And it's a shopping event. It's also, you know, we have a lot of vendors. We have a lot of food trucks. We have a lot of kids activities. That's a very family-friendly event that we host every summer. Last year, I had to move off of Main Street due to construction. So this year, it'll be back on Main Street. So we're excited about that. And it'll be very similar to past years. Last year, we had a much smaller footprint, but we hope to bring it back bigger and better than ever this year.
Yeah, I think last year, though, you guys did it with the farmer's market, and the farmer's market had one of the best days that they had ever had because of it.
They did have one of the best days they ever had. So, yeah, so we're excited to bring Ridiculous Day back. Be very exciting. Way to spend the summer. It is the same week that Ragbri comes through town, so I anticipate we will all be tired, but it will be fun.
Yeah, yeah, and so just because you brought up Ragbri, I know a lot of the planning with Ragbri is going through the chamber office and Dylan Doze, and we'll keep pestering him for updates for Ragbri, but what can you say, like, for the businesses downtown here? Is there anything that you've been talking with businesses or encouraging businesses to do with Ragbri coming?
Not necessarily. I've had some individual conversations. We will be. So I'm actually on the local organizing committee for Ragbri and in charge of what's called the Blue Group. So I am the executive chair for food and non-food vendors, the beverage garden, entertainment, and electrical. And so we will be hosting a town hall most likely in April for our downtown businesses so we can answer all of their questions and give them an opportunity to get some information, to get information from them. And so we'll be announcing that soon. That'll come out on RAGBRAI social media, RAGBRAI website. All of that will be housed there.
Okay. All right. And if people are just curious on, you know, some of these events that we've talked about, I know you mentioned your Facebook page, but what about your guys' website? What is that where people can go and get more information?
You can go to our website at www.marshalltownmainstreet.org. You can also follow us on Instagram at @mtowndowntown. And then we have our Facebook page, which is the Marshalltown Central Business District, a Main Street community.
Yeah. All right. Plenty of places to keep informed and what's happening in downtown Marshalltown. Danielle, I appreciate you stopping by and always giving us some time and talking about these events coming up this summer.
Well, we're always happy to be here, and we're excited to welcome everybody to downtown this summer, and we hope to have a great year.